This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Ben's article in the April 24th, 2008 edition of the Reader is titled Worse Than We Thought, and he's here with me today to tell the rest of the story. Well, Ben, your article talks about the continuing story of the Latin School partnership with the Chicago Park District to build a soccer field over in Lincoln Park. And Latin School, of course, is a private school in Old Town. Last week, we talked about Chicago's lack of public track and field facilities. And in this case, we have the Park District agreeing to give a private school essentially a lease for using such a facility during primetime hours in exchange for paying the building costs. Why isn't having a field facility with some public access better than having no facility at all, especially if it's built with private funds?
There is, as I see it, no problem whatsoever with so-called public-private partnerships. If you're going to have a public-private partnership, you should have the public's end of it protected so that, in this case, public schools get as much access to a public facility as a private school. Well, under the terms of the agreement that the Park District signed with the Latin School, that's not the case.
If Latin didn't put up the money, then the Park District arguably would never have built the soccer field.
Well, first of all, should you put a soccer field in this location? That's an issue that the public largely said no to back in 2002. And there's some legitimate points against a soccer field in this location. As much of a sports advocate and nut as I am, I do believe that there has to be some vacant space in a park for people just to walk through, to play frisbee, whatever, and have picnics. This area was vacant land in Lincoln Park, and it's surrounded by a lot of high-rises. People walk out there, they walk their dogs, what have you. There's already four softball diamonds there. Maybe this is not the best location for another soccer field. So there has to find a better location. In that general area, I could recommend spots that I think are more ideal.
Like where?
Well, the most obvious one is where the old Near North High School is, over in Larrabee, close to Clybourne. There's a track, which is locked. Figure this one out. Our system, in its infinite wisdom, is so foolish and so wasteful and so inefficient. You have a track, a quarter-mile track, that's locked from the public. As a track coach, I've tried to get in there, and I can't.
This is by the old site of Cabrini Green?
Clybourne and North Avenue, and then go further south on Clybourne. There's a street called Larrabee. They intersect, and right there, it's like a triangle. Along Clybourne, there's a school, Near North High School. For years, there was a high school there. It closed, I would want to say, about 10 years ago. For a while, Jones Prep School was housed there while they were redoing the Jones downtown. They have a lovely field. You could put a soccer field there if you felt this corner of the city really merited a soccer field. So there's that issue of whether it belongs in that area of Lincoln Park, and the community leader said, we don't want a soccer field there. And the alderman backed off, this is in 2002, on putting a soccer field there. So unable to get the public to agree to put a soccer field there in a public procedure with meetings and hearings, they did it back room. They snuck it in. And that's offensive on so many different levels. Furthermore, even if you argue, well, sometimes you have to bend the law to get something good done, they came up with an agreement that shuts the public out. So not only do we have a backdoor deal that violates all our laws and process supposedly governing this deal, the deal's not good for the public. So I could sit here and argue, well, you know, it's sort of like the old TIF argument. You know, if we violate all our good government procedures of taxation toward a good cause, such as subsidizing an industry that's creating jobs, what do you care? If you break the law to do something good, what do you care? I suppose the ends justify the means. But here, the ends are lousy. So you got lousy means and lousy ends. Let's kill this deal and start all over again.
Your article appeared on April 24th, but you actually wrote it before your Cloud City blog entry of April 21st, in which you updated the story, correct?
Yeah.
In the blog, you wrote that Lincoln Park residents had filed suit against the Park District to stop construction of the soccer field, partially on the basis of the Park District not having a building permit. What's happened since then?
We're talking right now, it's Friday, April
25th.
25th. So in approximately 2 hours, a judge will issue a ruling. And here's what the issue is. The residents who got together and sued to block the soccer field have asked the judge to issue a restraining order prohibiting Latin School from building this field. Latin School is the contractor, and they're overseeing the construction of this field. Latin School's lawyer said in court that approximately 60% of the soccer field is built. Latin School is arguing that they will suffer hardship if the field is not constructed. In particular, they want to host a summer camp. This is unbelievable. They're claiming the right to host a summer camp. You talk about exclusive hours during, I believe it's from like 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. They want to have a little soccer camp in July. So they're claiming they're suffering a hardship if this restraining order is enacted. The residents are saying this soccer field shouldn't have been built in the first place because proper procedure wasn't followed. The law wasn't followed. The city didn't issue a building permit. The Plan Commission, which is a body that oversees the Lakefront Protection Ordinance, didn't approve the plan, didn't hold a hearing on the plan, which is required on any construction on the edge of the lake. So if proper procedure, if the law was not followed, then you can't continue construction. You have to stop construction until the issues of this field are debated in their proper place. So that's the decision that the judge has to make. She has to decide, do I stop this project and throw a wrench into Latin School's summer soccer camp, or do I uphold the law and the process that governs such construction projects? And she will make that decision today. If she stops the project, then the field won't be completed and it won't be used until this matter is resolved one way or the other.
We had a conversation once before about the court action, and you said that there were two things that the judge could have addressed. One was whether the field was legal, whether the field could even go in. And the second was whether the field could be built, continue to be built, without building permit and approval by the Plan Commission. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's... She asked questions of all the different lawyers. It was a very educational scene. They should have had classes there to see how our judicial system works. But she asked questions of the lawyers. And, you know, as observers in the court, I and others were trying to figure out where she was going with her questions, whether they indicated where she ultimately would rule. So this judge, who I thought was pretty good, pretty smart, and pretty sharp, was asking the residents whether ultimately, their goal was to remove the soccer field, or whether their goal was to amend the agreement so that the public has greater access to the field. If their goal is to remove the soccer field, then I would say you have to stop construction right now, because the further you get with construction, the more expensive it becomes to remove the soccer field. If she argues that that's not a realistic goal to remove the soccer field, so then the issue becomes the contract that governs it, then they can continue to build the soccer field while they haggle over the contract. So I don't know which way she's going to go.
Which was the prime intent of the residents?
Well, this band of residents, they don't want a soccer field there, okay? The residents and I sort of share a different worldview. They don't want a soccer field there. I object less to the soccer field than to the public use aspect of it. But I agree with them that this is a wretched process. And I also agree with them that there would be no soccer field there had the city and the park district and Latin followed proper procedure and gone before the public. I don't think they could have gotten it through in an election year unless Mayor Daley is willing to say in an election year, I'm putting it there over the objection of every single local elected official and every single resident in the area, or the primary number of residents in the area. This soccer field is so important to me that I'm going to put it through. I think that would have been a hard argument to carry in the middle of an election year.
Are you going to keep updating the Cloud City blog as far as the litigation goes?
Yeah, I'm going to. I don't know if I'm going to go to every hearing, but I'll do the best I can. I find this a fascinating story about how the city works and public process. I also think it's sort of a precursor of fights to come, public use fights in the parks, particularly with the Olympics and the Children's Museum. So it's well worth watching.
Well, our listeners then can keep an eye on the Cloud City blog to find out updates.
Right.
We'll leave it there for now.
Excellent.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
This is Dave Gloetz. I've been speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.